Welcome back to another episode of Interview You. This is your host, Lewis Shine. And hey, I have a special guest on the show today. Someone that is doing great things, and I'm not going to give everything away right now. You know, meeting this guy, connecting with him, you know, we hit it off right away. And he's doing some great things in the space of sports, namely with coaches and athletes. So welcome to the show today, Andre Harakas. How's it going, man?
Coach Lewis, how are you, man?
Doing well, man. I'm so excited to have you on today because I know we got some special things to talk about. But before we get into everything that we're really going to go into, man, I know sports is near and dear to your heart, former football player yourself. And so let's get into your story, your background a little bit. Let's take it way back, man. Where did sports get started in your life?
Man, we're not going too far back, but sports started for me. So I'm originally east side of Indianapolis kid, born and raised. Grew up through Warren Township, for those who are familiar with the Indianapolis area, and grew up all through that district. And it really started with middle school. And I was always a bigger kid, and I'll never forget the head football coach came up to me. He asked me what sports I was playing, and I always said I wasn't playing any sports, but I always loved playing, you know, tackle football with all the older kids in the neighborhood. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to go out and play. And so that started off when I was in seventh grade. And then in eighth grade, I was the captain of the defense because I ended up picking it up pretty well. But, man, the first game of my eighth grade season, I tore my ACL.
Ooh.
In eighth grade, which was an interesting time for me, right, because I wasn't super into sports. But what it kind of taught me from an early age was adversity. And dealing with that adversity, and it kind of made my love of the game and my willingness to want to get out there back on the field so much more. So when I went into high school, that's where I really found my footing and was fortunate enough to get a college scholarship to Indiana Wesleyan University.
Wow. Amazing there, and definitely hate the injury, but it sounds like you kept going, man. So you came back. Maybe talk about that time, just rehabbing, man, like, and just maybe something you learned from it, or just that resilience to fight through that and get back on the field.
Yeah. I mean, I was so young at the time, but you know, whenever you're that age, you don't realize how young you are, right? You're just you. And I'll just never forget that, you know, I was just going through day in and day out, going to rehab. My grandmother drove me every single day to Carmel, Indiana, to go to this really good rehab place, 'cause I was trying to get back on the field. And rehab lasted for me for about a year. To really get back into it, get my step back and all those kind of things. And I'll never forget, it was actually kind of a God moment. At the time, we didn't really have the money to, you know, really get true physical therapy. And after insurance stopped, you know what I'm saying? It gets kind of expensive. And my physical trainer, Noah, I'll never forget him. He gave me the rest of my rehab completely for free. So honestly, like, that guy, I've not talked to that guy in, you know, 13 years, but if it wasn't for him really kind of impacting me at that young age and helped me get back on the field, you know, who knows what would have happened.
Wow. No, man, a great life lesson in resilience, man. And you fought back through and had people in your corner that helped you through that year to make that happen. Talk a little bit about, you know, just your journey in terms of, you know, getting that scholarship. You know, was there a time in high school where you felt like, you know what, maybe I can do something with this game, and maybe I want to play at the college level? You kind of noticed that ability. Was there a moment that you noticed that ability about you that you could take it to that next level of college?
I always wanted to. I knew that was going to be the way I would make it to school. I wanted to be the first person in my family to do it. So I always asked my coaches, you know, I was like, hey, like, am I good enough to play in college? And of course they would all be like, you know, yeah, but you got to do this, this, and this. And so in high school, man, I would get up early. I'd work out. I'd stay after practice early and just worked out every single day. I ended up going to a smaller high school up north, and our entire weight room was in a closet. I'm talking like 10 by 12. I mean, this is not big. We got a squat rack and a bench press. And I was getting after it in that little gym, but it was fortunate enough to kind of build up a lot of strength and, you know, quick twitch muscles and get some great tape out there, and was fortunate enough to pick up a couple offers.
That's good stuff. And so went to college to play football, man. What was that experience like the first time being on the field, man, once you got to school?
Yeah, I mean, my entire experience in college was really moving. my head coach. I played for Indiana Wesleyan. So for those of you who are familiar, Indiana Wesleyan just started their football program 4 years ago, and I was on that first team. And the reason I went to that school instead of going to St. Francis, who had just won the national championship, had I went there, I would have won one. So maybe I should have. But and they were just right up the road. But Coach Langs, he just preached, you know, the gospel on the team. And I felt like that was super impactful for me. And that's something I wanted to, you know, continue to walk in my life. So whenever he told me that, that was going to be the direction, the culture of the program. I just fell in love with that team culture that he created. And so I had a great career there. I tore my ACL again my junior year. And that's ultimately what took me out of the game. But it gave me an opportunity to take advantage of a lot of things that I learned while I was playing the game. So,
no, that's you know, definitely understand that. Like I say, hate to see the injuries there. But, you know, God has ways of using those things sometimes that we go through, you know, to allow us to not only grow in life, but to help others. And so, you know, fresh off of graduation, man. And, you know, what was your next step as we begin to transition a little bit into what you're doing now? Where did the conclusion of college, like mentally for you and just the aspirations that you had in life, where did that begin to, you know, kind of take you, or what things began to surface after you, you know, finished college?
Right. So I finished college this past May. So not too long ago, but really my aspirations for post-college were born in college. I was sitting down in my music 180 class. I wasn't paying any attention, obviously. And I was thinking to myself, I was really trying to figure out everything that was going on. I was a sophomore and understand, okay, how do I really balance the mixture between being a really good student athlete and managing everything I had to do in the classroom? And it wasn't easy, obviously. A lot of kids have to deal with this, especially if you don't have as many mentors to lean on. so this idea popped into my head as I'm sitting there thinking, how can I make this easier? And then all of a sudden, All In popped in my mind. I was like, what if everything I was doing from an athletic perspective was just in one platform? So I real quick, sophomore in college, whispered it over to my buddy at the time sitting in class, like, hey man, like what about this idea? He's like, bro, that sounds great. So I was like, okay, let's do it. Little did I know it'd go on to shape the rest of my life. But I changed my major to entrepreneurship that same day. And then I spent the next 5 weeks in a library study room figuring out what the name was going to be, because the name's going to make it big, right? And I had no clue how to start a business, no clue how to do any of it, but I knew that this idea was worth pursuing. So I kind of put all my eggs in that basket and I said, I'm going to make this thing happen. And ultimately, that's what ended up kind of leading to what I did after college, which is All In.
Wow. Amazing, man. Those moments where things just happen off of ideas. So, you know, as we transition into All In, man, you know, this is, you know, pretty much embodies what you are. You know, I had an opportunity to connect with you, you know, most recently here. And, you know, talk a little bit about how that idea began to materialize, maybe some of the steps that you took to start to bring this dream that was just, you know, materializing in your heart to pass.
Right. I mean, it's been a journey. It's two long years. No, really. I mean, I thought of the idea, and like I said, I had no idea how to start a company. I knew that the idea could impact kids that were just like me and the coaches that I believed in, right? Because I believed in Coach Langs. I believed in their program. And I knew that they were trying to find tools to kind of use for their team. And it just never seemed to stick. I mean, we switched to four different apps my first 2 years, and that was obviously a problem. And so I knew that from the athletic, from the coaches and the athletes' perspective, right? Like this was something that was going to be good. But then you have the flip side of the coin. It's like convincing investors, convincing people to join the team. Like that whole process of really starting a company and what it meant to make a platform, and like software. I had no idea how to make an app. I still don't know how to code. But all those aspects, those are really what took me 2 years to get to the point now where we really have something that's of value. If I could have just snapped my fingers, we would have been there. But obviously, it took two long years of, you know, hustling and getting this thing out there that really got us to the point where we are today.
Gotcha. And so, you know, I'm excited because, you know, since connecting with you all, you know, I'm happy to be able to join the team as an ambassador, and you know, really honored to just have you on. in that aspect to be able to talk about, you know, what's going on with All In, a recent launch, you know, in the past week. Kind of talk about the launch, what it's meant for you coming off that 2 years of just studying, grinding, getting things in place. You know, you mentioned something to me on the other day when we were on the phone. You was like, oh, my goodness, like it's finally happened. Kind of talk about the launch and what it's meant for you personally.
It was a big deal, man. I mean, think about it like this, right? Like building a company is a series of building blocks. And we had like 4 or 5 blocks to go before we knew we were ready to get this out there and get this in the hands of the people that wanted to use it. And over the past 4 months, right, we went out there, we raised capital. We're fortunate enough to do that. We have investors that backed us and they said, hey, we believe in you. We believe in the vision. We believe that you're out there to help people. And, you know, coming out with a website that made sense. And making it to where someone can sign up automatically and they don't necessarily have to take time out of their day to meet with someone and this, that, and a third. Kind of putting all those things into one all together and really having one serviceable platform. Just, I can't even begin to explain to you how much time and thought that took, but I showed you all the diagrams. It's a lot. And so just to finally get to that point, and even over the last 4 days since the launch happened, seeing how many people have already got into the system and reached out to us to get started. Like I told you when we were on the phone, man, it kind of makes you a little emotional because you put so much into it. It's just like sports to a championship. It's just like you make it to sectionals. You get to a point where you're really ready to start to grow and to see all that hard work pay off as sports teaches us every single day, day in and day out, was worth everything for me. So,
yeah, no, that's good stuff, man. So really want to just dive into, you know, what All In is about, you know, what coaches and programs can expect, you know, with the launch and with this new product that they can take advantage of and how they can take advantage of it. You know, let's start from the top with this thing. What can a coach expect as they begin to look into All In and begin to sign up for this product to begin to help their program?
Yeah, man. I mean, to start from the top, in the simplest terms, it's an operating system for your entire program, right? So that came directly from me being an athlete, you know, being an assistant coach for a little bit when I got hurt with my coaches and realizing we have a lot of things in a lot of places, you know, with regards to issues, you know, communicating as a team, scheduling mishaps, as well as being able to have the athletes have a way to manage their nutrition, right? So, like, that was a big thing that I had to do it in college was, you know, I came into school and I was thinking I was a buck 17 and I needed to be a lot bigger than that. I needed to get to 225, but 250 lean, right? To really be competitive and play at that level. And so I downloaded my Fitness Pal. I had all kinds of different things going on, but I realized these guys have no clue what I'm doing, how I'm tracking, and who's really investing that time and that effort to really make a difference within their bodies. And so, like I said, it's an operating system that from top to bottom within the program, I'm talking communication, scheduling, athlete nutrition and health, document sharing, everything that we had conversations with coaches about and said, hey, if this was all in one place for me, one app to open, one website to go to, I'm going to find success and really start to get my athletes on board with this too. So in summary, that's really what All In's all about. You're going to get started on this thing. You're going to invite your players. And then from that point on, we have how-to videos built in. So within 20 minutes, you understand how to use the entire system and so does your staff. So that's kind of the vision for it.
Yeah, I love it because not only, you know, I'm a basketball guy. I played multiple sports too. I played football, I played baseball, ran track. I also played basketball, which is my first love. But this is not just a tool for just one sport. It's multiple sports. Talk about just the flexibility in what you all are doing that allows for any coach in any sport to be able to grab a hold of this and be able to build their culture within their team.
Yeah, I mean, and you hit on the word that really matters to us, and that's a culture piece, right? I mean, it's one thing to have the culture. Think about it like this. In today's digital world, right, when athletes and the whole world is spending most of their time, you know, everybody gets that little notification on their phone if you have an iPhone or an Android, that how much screen time you spend on your phone. I think mine was up like 33% this past week. And, you know, you got to think about it from this perspective. It's like we're spending all this time in the film room. We're spending all this time as a team doing different engagements to build that team culture. But what does it look like when the athletes leave? right? Where is that still existing? How do I consistently keep these kids involved and continue to build that community? And it only makes sense to do that from a phone or from your computer, because that's exactly where we maintain community with all our families and stuff. That's Facebook, that's Instagram. So really kind of taking that whole idea of maintaining that team culture, building that team culture through motivation. And like you said, with different sports teams, I mean, this is unmatched consistency from a whole school perspective, right? So now you have every single athlete engaged on the same platform, going through the same system. And then all of a sudden it just becomes repetitive. And then you start to really build, like, you know, you consistently develop top tier talent all the time because you have a patent system that's in the same operating system and everyone's understanding that thing. So, yeah, I think you hit it right on the head.
Yeah, and team culture for me, that has been a large piece, because one of the things that I've come to understand just by experience of not only being a player, but then being on the coaching side of things is that there are a lot of things that are involved before the win happens in the win column. And that team culture and how you're building things in your communication, that all matters. And if you're doing those things right, then the probability of adding those wins in the win column is very high. And so, you know, one of the things I like is like the communication piece within, you know, All In, that coaches can take advantage of and be able to communicate and encourage their players and things like that. Talk about that a little bit and how important that is for you.
Yeah, it's honestly the foundation of what All In's really built on, right? The whole idea behind it is, you know, you're going to have multiple communication tools. So, for example, at Indiana Wesleyan, we had Google Calendar and TeamSync for the scheduling things. We used GroupMe for messaging and things like that. So the ability to really have everything in one place, making sure everyone's getting the proper notifications, your position coaches can all have their specific group chats. You're not getting dinged with specific notification that you don't want to be a part of, but also have the ability to do mass communications and mass motivations and things like that. The whole system is predicated around just streamlined communication, easy, effective, reliable messaging that you guys can use day in, day out. So that's really, that's what this thing's really built all around. You know, when you think operation system, you think All In. So that's what we want.
No, absolutely love it. And that's one of the biggest things about it for me that shows how much value it brings, because as a former Division I college basketball coach, I dealt with our players and the communication from players to coaches and from coaches to players probably more than anyone on our staff. And I know how out of order things can quickly get when you're sending a message over here on text, and then you got another chat over here where you're sending out the schedule, and then you're on another platform because, you know, you maybe want to send a link for a game film, and then if someone doesn't have Apple and they have Android and they didn't get it, and, you know, there's so many things that I encountered. And so, you know, with my first glance at what All In provides for me, I wish I had something like this a few years ago when I was coaching, because it would have made my life easier. And as coaches, we know that, you know, time is very valuable. And so to have everything in one place and be able to communicate efficiently, effectively, and quickly, it means the world. And so, you know, that's one of the greatest things that I feel brings value. Because coaches, you know, in a single day, there's so many things to do. You know, you have scouts to do, practice, staff meeting, you know, study table, maybe class checks, things like that. And so to be able to have an efficient system on the go that you can quickly and efficiently communicate with your program, with your coaches, with your staff, with your players, things like that. That's one of the things that I love about it the most. And so, you know, I really, really enjoy, you know, what is going on, how it's already, you know, beginning to affect people. Of course, for me, I'm honored to be a part of the organization, of All In. I'm All In. And, you know, I'm just excited. So, you know, tell our coaches and our people that are listening, how can they best put themselves in the position to be all in? What can they do to begin to take advantage of all that all in has to offer?
Yeah, so we made it as absolutely streamlined as possible for you guys and for everyone that really wants to join in on the all in mission. So if you go to allinteamsports.com, you can get there from our Instagram, our Twitter, our LinkedIn, or wherever you might be, or obviously just search it in Google. You just click the Get Started button, you fill out one form, and then you're in. And from that point on, there's a 14-day trial attached to every single team. So you don't have to worry about getting charged for anything until you figure out it's a good fit for you guys. And then within the platform, we have granularly every single thing you guys want to be able to do to onboard your team, you know, get over the learning curve, because obviously technology is new. Get over the learning curve of learning a new system. All the how-to videos are built in. So that's your athletes can watch those. The coaches can watch those, you know, 20 minutes out of a day to have clear operations for the next year is the time kind of handoff with that. So yeah, you go to allinteamsports.com, get started. You get to invite your players. We do a quick link to invite them. We keep it really simple for you guys. And then you're really off to the races from there. The convenient thing is too, is that we constantly reach out and send more like educational content. Stay tuned for some stuff coming out with Coach Lewis. And we just keep it going. You know, we want to continue to impact in the way that we can. Young company, but definitely something that's robust and ready for, you know, bigger teams and people who are experienced in the field. And we just really can't wait to see what time has to give us.
Man, I am so excited about this. This is something that's really amazing, cutting edge. And I believe that teams across the world will be able to take advantage of it and be able to build their team culture. And they will definitely feel the meaning of being all in and being a part of the all in family. And so, you know, before we, you know, as we turn the corner here and begin to wrap things up, is there anything, couple questions, is there anything that I left out, anything that you may just want to share with our listeners about all in before we conclude today? And also I wanted to ask you, you know, one of the things that I love to do with our listeners, if there's anything that in your life that you've carried, you know, maybe it's a scripture, maybe it's something that your parents or your grandparents instilled in you that you carry with you to this day, that's a principle that you use and that you've actually experienced the fruit of walking that out in your life that you can share with our listeners. So I know I said a couple of things there. Anything else you want to add with All In that you want to share with our listeners and just something motivational that you've carried in your life that you can share with our listeners that will help them in what they're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say the final things I want to add is stay tuned for the All In Growth Series. This is going to be a series that we're personally investing in. We're going to go around and interview and have 3-episode series of individual coaches talking about team culture. And all those videos and that series is going to be accessible on YouTube. I believe the first couple episodes are going to be dropping either later this month or early next. So stay tuned for that. But to your point, Lewis, about the things that, you know what I mean, has kept me motivated and things like that. And what's kind of helped me get through it is, you know, I'll never forget this quote. It's by Confucius, smart dead guy. Those that say they can and those that say they can't are both usually right. Mm. And I think that really speaks to the power of our minds. And I know I'm not the first person in the world to ever say something like that, but there's so many times that I'm sure everyone that could be potentially listening to this has ran into adversity, obviously, and the power to really move yourself and move and progress with what you want to do within your life is all comes from the power of your mind and the belief in yourself. I think that's really resonated with me my entire life. It's through all the injuries, through having to work through, you know, getting college paid for, through having to start this company. Every morning I'm like, I can do this, even if there's times when things get tough. So day in and day out, man, if you say you can, then you will. So just say you can and be all in.
Make it happen and be all in. I love it so much. Man, Andre, this has been a pleasure having you on. I am so excited. Like I said, I'm excited about All In and the launch. I'm excited to be an ambassador. So honored to be a part of the team. And like I say, wanted to have you on today to really just tell your story and talk about the company as a whole, just so our listeners and our our audience of coaches can understand the why behind the what and know the person behind All In. And a lot of times I find that, you know, when that connection is made, even myself, when I've done purchases and things like that, you know, I'm more comfortable and I'm like, hey, I really heard his stories, genuine guy, things like that, which I believe you are. And I'm so excited for our listeners to dive into this episode and hope that the listeners that are listening to this episode, that you've received something, that you've gotten to know a little bit more about Andre, CEO of All In, and that you are more comfortable now to go ahead and move yourself and your team into a place where you're all in as well. So, Andre, if you can finish off with, once again, just letting our listeners know where they can find you, yourself, or the company on social, website, things like that. Where can they get connected? And we'll end it off from there.
All right, man. Well, you can find us everywhere at All In Team Sports. On Twitter, Instagram, all the social handles. And if you guys want to go ahead and pop on Google, it's allinteamsports.com. So thank you, Lewis.
Man, thank you so much for the episode, man, and taking time. I know you're busy with the launch and everything, but we're so grateful to have you on here. And everybody, make sure you go follow All In Sports, all social, on the web as well. Some great and mighty things coming forth with what All In is doing. And I'm so excited. I'll be sharing a lot of things on All In as well. Some great things happening. So just want to say thank you all for tuning in to this episode of Interview You. We will see you on the next episode.